It is the review, Dan Morgan. Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through the madness of Aston Villa 3, Liverpool 3. We start at the very start. I mean, Sean, the manager's very much got his boys at this point in the season. We sort of touched on this in the Spurs review, and that's fine, and there's not much to sort of gain from that. Little bit about what he references post-match around using movements and unsettling memories, man-to-man approach. But I think maybe, I don't know whether you agree with that, it comes at a bit of a cost, tactical cost to Liverpool as the game transpires. What you would say is they are, you know, they're set up in a way which is essentially to hurt a Villa side that is absolutely out on its feet from what you can see when the game kicks off and is making as many mistakes as we've seen Liverpool make over these past few weeks.
Yes, with Klopp's selection, obviously Andy Robertson's seemingly very minor injury aside, there's an interesting question mark as to what does he do across the three games. Does he say, I want to give everybody in my squad some minutes and sort of spread them around with not a lot riding on it, or do a sort of pick my boys to a certain extent? It certainly looks like he's gone for the latter. I would say again, and I might end up looking like a complete idiot here, you don't know which players have got knocks that we know nothing about. As I say, I've been told that Darwin Nunez has a foot knock that he's been managing for a few months now and hopefully doesn't need surgery in the summer. So that's not to diminish any finishing or give any mitigation there or anything like that, but you don't know which other players have got little things like that that might factor into that. So when we say it's his boys, I caveat that with we don't have all the information to hand. In terms of the, you know, Villa, as expected, you look at their injuries, what they've got available, you kind of predict what they're going to do. In terms of their setup and everything from Villa's point of view, exactly what you'd expect. They hold that kind of mid to high line with the back four and sort of say, are you good enough to get in behind us? And if you are, you are. And if you're not, hey-ho. Then they've almost got that Villa Real type 4-2-2-2 shape. Where you try and get Leon Bailey and McGinn in front of the two centre mids. Now, interesting. I think Emery's a really good coach. He obviously gives the two players involved the ability to play that role and the way they see it. So you end up with Bailey wanting to run forwards or run diagonally right from that role, and you quite often find McGinn wanting to drop in because he wants to get on it. And McGinn's very good at getting on it and then... I think McGinn's very clever at working out either where the gaps are or who do I fancy dominating 1v1 with that massive, gorgeous arse of his. And that Kenny Dalglish arse, basically, of John McGinn just sticking that out and getting on it.